Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Bill, is that you, my friend?
Yes, I am here, Bubba, and my wife, Andy, is also on conference call.
Is her name Sandy?
Andy, like Andrea.
Okay.
Andy.
Okay, Andrea, Andy, and Bill. So, Andrea, you're walking outside of the gym. Let's just take it from the top, okay?
Okay. Right, yeah, so. Actually, that's not even correct. What happened was I was parking at the beach, and I pulled over in my car, and I got out of my car. I saw my buddy about two cars behind me. I actually brought quarters for him, which is the irony of the whole thing.
Right.
I got out of my car, walked about 20 feet to hand my buddy some quarters, who had called me and said, hey, bring me some extra.
Right.
Turned around, and the parking guy was there giving me a ticket.
So
and I was
no,
like, oh,
so
hey,
no. So no
yeah,
sooner
hey,
than
hey, buddy.
No sooner than you just, you know, you just literally park your car for, I don't know, 15, 20 seconds. You're getting out of your car to direct your friend, park here, I got some quarters for you. And in that time period,
yeah,
probably 25 seconds, you already got, you know, you got Joe Power Trip there, Mr. Fat Ass from New York Extraordinaire that wants to ticket you. You've literally been in the space less than a half a minute.
Oh, absolutely,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
At that point you say what?
Well, I saw the guy, and I was like, hey, buddy, I'm like, I got my quarters right here. You know, you didn't even give me a chance. And he was like, well, too late. I wrote that up already. And I said, oh, boy, that's a bummer because I robbed my kid's piggy bank. And, you know, what are you going to do? And my friend who I was with challenged the parking meter and the parking guy. And he said, you know, what you're doing is really unethical, and it's our civic duty to fight this. You didn't even give her an opportunity to get out of her car. And that's when the guy got all hot and bothered, to the point of his outrage was so severe that the ocean rescue people, the lifeguards and the heads of ocean rescue, happened to be there at the time and heard him, and they called for backup.
So the people
I'm
that
yelling, were, peace,
so that this guy peace. So this guy's yelling at you and your friend so bad. Now, none of this is captivated on tape because your husband,
yeah,
Bill, hadn't been there yet. So anyway, this guy's being such a dick and being you know, just being so disrespectful and just so out of hand that now the people that work on the beach, the ocean rescue and stuff, they have now called. You know, they don't know you. You don't know. They don't know your trainer. They now have called the people, you know, the municipality, what have not, and said, hey, man, you got some fat ass New York ocean meter maid down here that's being just out of hand. So that's where we stand now.
Right. So then what happened was, you know, I'm yelling, hey, peace, it's not that deep. You know, like, peace, brother, let's just chill. I have no problem paying the ticket. And I said, in fact, you know what? I don't even want to be any part of this bad karma here. I'm going to move my car, drive around the block, repark my car, start my day again, put my quarters in a brand new meter, and let's all move on and have some peace.
Well, Andy,
and that's literally what happened.
Andy, I got to tell you, man, you are certainly more, you know, more laid back and peaceful than the average person, because I would have told him where to go get screwed, and not have, and I would have said, I'm not moving my car for the life of me, you fat son of a bitch. Game on. So I got to tell you, I mean, Andy, I got to tell you, you know, because by all accounts, that's what everybody has said, that you moved your car, you burned a timeout, you're like, okay, whatever, bad karma. You know, you must be one of those peaceful kind of people, and God bless you. So you then, you know, you did what about 95% of most people wouldn't do. So at that point, you move your car. You're like, I'm going to move to a whole different spot here, biggin. And at that point now, he's following you and taking pictures of
you. So at that point, I moved my car. I physically went around the block. I didn't make a three-point turn where he could see where I was going. I physically went around the block, reparked my car, filled another meter, and he comes up in his golf cart and he's taking pictures of me. And I got to tell you, I was feeling a little uncomfortable. I'm brand new here. I've got Pennsylvania plates. I stick out like a sore thumb. I run at the beach every day, you know, for the 4 weeks I've been here.
Right.
And I was really like, oh, God, this is getting a little spooky. And the ocean rescue people came up to me and they were like, give me the ticket. We're going to take care of this. This behavior's out of hand. You've been harassed. And, you know, we're not comfortable with this. And I said, you know, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right.
You know, And I went back on the beach, you know, started my workout, and about 20 minutes later, I literally had, like, the shit scared out of me when I saw this little man running at me. And I'm like, oh, God, no, please stop. You know, because I had just finished telling the guy, please stop taking pictures of me. You're making me uncomfortable.
All right, so 20, so you go, so you leave, you now start to work out, you know, your little beach yoga deal, whatever. And so then 20 minutes after that, fat ass New York, Brooklyn extraordinaire is now back taking pictures of what now?
Well, I don't know if he had his camera at this point, but he came back and he said, you know, hey, I want to take that ticket back. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you cry because, I mean, this was a scene for these people that I don't know from a hole in the wall to get involved and call for backup. It was a scene with me yelling like, hey, peace, brother, peace, like literally.
Right. So now what point do you dispatch your husband, Bill, who's on the phone line as well?
Well, here's the interesting part of the story. Okay, the irony of it all is that my intention, what I am trying to create, is called Spread Happy. Okay, that's the irony of it all.
Right.
And my mantra, if you go on my little spreadhappy.net, is begin each day grateful, loving, and passionate, and spread love to all whom you encounter. The power of happy and love can heal and does heal, and that is my intention.
All right.
So that's who he's like having a cow on.
So at the end of the day, he didn't realize this fat ass Brooklyn extraordinaire didn't realize that he's dealing with a woman that really is just pretty laid back. In fact, on spreadhappy.net, is that what you said?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're all, you know, flower child out. You just want to chill out, do your yoga on the beach, and not be harassed by some fat ass meter maid extraordinaire.
Right.
So now, at what point?
I'm all about being peaceful.
Right. So
I'm all about being peaceful, and you know what? Nothing's that deep. And I remember, I'm saying to the guy when he was arguing with my trainer, who was really the one who challenged him, who rightfully so challenged him. You know, I was once saying, hey, you know, peace, brother, it's okay. Like, let's all just count our blessings.
Right. So
you know, actually, it was September 10th. So I'm like, hey, the people tomorrow that have lost people in September 11th, those are the people who should be upset right now. Like, let's count our blessings.
So when does
That's
Billy,
you know,
what was happening. So when does your husband, okay, Billy, when does, so at this point, after he came back to you, he initially confronted you for, you know, being in a spot for less than a half a minute, wanted to be a dick, gave you a ticket.
Yeah.
You then reset, drive around the block, go park somewhere else, put the meters in the quarters in the meter. Now you're doing your yoga, and he's taking pictures of you the entire time. Now you're doing your yoga or whatever, you know, your peaceful, you know, gimmick on the beach, and now he's back, wants to play nice guy and take the ticket away. So at what point does Wild Bill come rolling up?
Well, Wild Bill comes up when literally I called him. It had to be at least an hour later. Like, I didn't hop in my car and tell on the guy. That's not what was going on. It was about an hour later I called him, and I'm like, hey, buddy, get time to talk? And he said, yeah. And I'm like, I have to tell you a weird story. It all ended fine, and everything's cool. But, you know, here's what happened. So I told him the story, and, you know, he went about his day. And the crazy thing is, you know, every day he's got to go to the post office. It's part of his job. So he gets in his car to go to the post office. He's, you know, a man riding around in the golf cart, and he's thinking to himself, is that the guy that was just, like, really making my wife extremely uncomfortable to the point that ocean rescue people are calling for backup? It wasn't me. I didn't run to the police station to tell on the guy. I was like, oh, gosh, maybe he's healed, you know, when he came back with the whole, you know, I'm sorry thing. I was like, oh, gosh, maybe he's healed. But I did tell my husband, you know, he never gave me paperwork that proved that he took the ticket away. And, you know, we don't want to be 3 months down the road get some crazy inflated ticket.
Right.
So, talking
to your husband, you're like, hey, listen, man, he said he took the ticket away, but I don't know. I don't have a physical copy of a ripped up ticket. So I don't really know. I'm a little bit worried about, you know, 2, 3, 4 months. Next thing you know, we have a warrant for our arrest because Officer Friendly, who's really a dick, is trying to be a wise guy. So at that point now, your husband, who's on the other line as well, Wild Bill, he's driving to the post office down in the Delray Beach, you know, huge ass metropolis, and sees, you know, this guy in question. So that's when, at this point, your husband, you know, Bill, I'm assuming your intention is to say, hey, listen, buddy, can you just make sure that, can you give me a copy of the ripped up ticket so this doesn't come back and bite me in the ass?
Well, what
are you doing with pictures of my wife?
I forgot about that. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that, Bill. And by the way, why are you, Dildo, why are you taking pictures of my wife? I mean, you know, you've already harassed her all day. Now you're taking pictures of her. You know, what's going on? I mean, you know, as a normal protective husband, you're just asking the questions that any of us would ask.
It wasn't even my intention to go down there and confront the gentleman. I simply saw the golf cart, did not know it was him, and said, you know what, I'm going to ask him if it was him, and, you know, did he rip up the ticket? And I, when I got out of the car, I have an iPhone, so I videoed it.
Right. Now, let me...
And I wanted to...
Let me pick it up from there, because this is the unedited video that Fox News made a 3-minute and 51. Bill O'Reilly made a 3-minute and 51-second news story, so nearly 4 minutes. Now we've just heard the facts. We've just heard. I mean, you know, Manson, this is just a normal couple that's been down here now 4 weeks. By the way, welcome to Florida.
Yeah, and they've got witnesses. Yeah, right. They've got witnesses and everything.
Yeah, I mean, they got lifeguards.
Yeah, a bunch of people.
You know, people that are, you know, working for the county, that, you know, lifeguards, Ocean Rescue, that they don't have a dog in this fight. No, they don't.
And Bob, I'm sorry to interrupt, but they are the ones that called the police.
Right.
We had nothing to do with calling the police to complain about this gentleman.
Now, if Ocean Rescue and Andy had walked down and she was a real flaming bitch and was real mean, and they would have said, hey, listen, lady, chill out. They wouldn't have called on her behalf to the police. And so anyway, here's the video. This is the unedited video that Bill sent us that got so highly misconstrued and contorted around on O'Reilly. I'm going to play O'Reilly, and which just goes to show you, man, when Fox or anybody for that matter says fair and balanced, I mean, you really don't know what the real story is at
any time. Absolutely not.
Here is.
If they want to fuck you, they can fuck you.
Oh, yeah. If they want to screw you over, you're done. So here we go.
Hold on. Andy. Here we go.
This is the unedited video. This is when Bill Brent first walks out of his car or truck. He sees the guy. And he gets the videotape running. It's only like 30 seconds long. And he basically just wants to say, hey, listen, man, what's your problem? Brent, as
anybody. Real quick, this is me trying to leave. This is not me getting out of the car. This is me trying to leave the scene after I saw that he had the ticket in his possession.
Okay.
So this is me leaving the parking lot trying to leave.
Okay, so this is you saying, okay, whatever, I'm out. And this guy continues to be a dick. Hold on, stand by, hold on.
Shove it up your ass.
All right, I have it on video.
Hold on, let me rewind this.
Whoa.
He actually slapped the shit out of the phone.
Whoa.
No, he hit me. I was in the driver's seat of my truck, and he reached in the window and hit me, which flew my iPhone up in the air.
Spice, you should see this.
I have it right here.
This guy, Brent, he slaps the crap out of Bill while having the iPhone. Here, watch this.
Take that and shove it up your ass.
All right, I have it on video.
Brent, you can see
this guy should be arrested.
You can see the inside of Bill's truck because the phone gets slapped away, so you can see the front part of the windshield for a little bit.
And I almost said you just assaulted me, but I didn't. I said and then I have it on video.
Now this is what I don't understand, Spice. How can Bill O'Reilly make these people look like the bad guy?
Fox News,
crazy.
Fair.
Wow.
Hold on, stand by. Hold on, I'm gonna play one more time.
Take that and shove it up your ass.
All right, I have it on video.
I could give a damn less, you Pennsylvania scoop of woodchuck. I don't give a fuck about the job. A guy like you should be the fuck out of here. Yeah, I lost my temper. You see what that says? Volunteer. You don't even know what the fuck that means. Volunteer. Okay?
See you, Mayor.
See, this is what... See your mayor. Here's what I understand.
No, that's... And above it, that's me. When he shows me the badge on his sleeve, you can see me backing up because I'm thinking he's really going to punch me this time.
Right.
And then when I leave, I'm a calm and cool, collective guy, Bubba. You hear me say, see you, Barry. Like, see you, Bear.
Oh, Bear.
I knew his name at that point.
Oh, Barry, yeah. See you, Barry. But here's what I understand. Manson, how can you get that video? How can you have Ocean Rescue, who is an unbiased opinion in a county-ran organization, they're the ones that called on this guy, sticking up for the woman, Andy, okay? Andy reset. She drove away and paid the fine. You know, reparked somewhere else. You have all these people that have stuck up for these people, but Bill O'Reilly wants to just mother f these people all day. Let me just play it one more time.
How can you spin that any other way? It's supposed to be a no spin zone on the O'Reilly show. He spun that to make the cop look right.
It shows you right there that Fox News is going to take the side of big corporations and government every time.
Let me just play it one more time. Listen to this. This is a guy that's in uniform, Brent, that's got a police radio
and a badge,
a city issued, you know, meter made car, a badge. And he slaps the crap out of a guy in his car. Listen,
fuck it. Take that and shove it up your ass.
All right, I have it on video.
I could give a damn less, you Pennsylvania scoop of woodchuck. I don't give a fuck about the job. A guy like you should be the fuck out of here. Yeah, I lost my temper. You see what that says? Volunteer. You don't even know what the fuck that means. Volunteer. Okay?
See you, Bear.
Bill, that even makes him go more conniption is when you're cool. Let me play the Fox Bill O'Reilly footage, and it will make you so mad. And Manson, and then it makes you think, how much are they screwing with us on other stuff?
When I want to let you know, my wife hasn't even seen what you're about to play yet because she just didn't want to see it.
Well, you know, Andrea, yeah,
and you know what, Bubba, the one thing I wanted to tell you that is so disappointing is that we did not release this tape to the media. We were forced into making a statement because the media got a hold of it, and I got a phone call saying, guess what? We have this, and you can either say your piece or this is going on with his story. And we had no choice. We had never had any intentions of hurting this man. We never had any intentions of why would we do this to our own family?
Man, I got
to
tell you, you guys are far more laid back and calm than me because I would have been out of my truck beating the crap out of that guy, and I wouldn't have said I wouldn't have had any nice things to say to him. I would have made his rhetoric sound like a church person's. Let me just play the Fox, the Bill O'Reilly thing, because Andrea, it'll probably, I don't know if anybody can even rile you up, Andrea, but it might rile you up a little bit, baby. Hold on, stand by, hold on.
Thanks for staying with us. I'm Bill O'Reilly in the Kelly Files segment tonight. I didn't even know some towns in America had volunteer parking meter people who hand out tickets. Why would anyone volunteer to do that? Why? Well, in Delray Beach, Florida, meter guy Barry Shore went kind of crazy.
Take that and shove it up your...
I have it on video.
I could give a damn less, you Pennsylvania scooper woodchuck. I don't give a fuck about the job. A guy like you should be the fuck out of here. Yeah, I lost my temper. You see what that says? Volunteer. You don't even know what the that means.
Here now with the backstory, Megyn Kelly. What's that back?
Backstory.
Yeah, she's got the real story. Right.
So Megyn Kelly, what else is there to know? I don't care. I mean, anything short of, you know, Bill being nude and touching children, why would you be that mad at anybody? Hold on.
Hurry off.
Barry's not happy. But
so, Spice, they just take any amount of footage and they build their own story around it.
That's what it seems like, doesn't it?
Hold on here.
You know what? The video doesn't tell the whole story because Barry tried to give this woman a parking ticket. Okay. She ran over saying, don't give me a ticket. I just got here. I just haven't decided if I'm staying or going. He doesn't give her a ticket, but he does apparently give her a dressing down. She runs home and tells hubby, and hours later, hubby comes back, tracks down Barry, and...
Now, here's the deal.
She got the story completely wrong.
Hold on, not only that, Bill, and the video shows this, Bill stays in... When the video is taken in question, Bill is in his car. He's calmly in his car. The fat ass is the one that aggressively walks to his window, slaps the crap out of the phone, walks two steps towards the vehicle.
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Cool. Then back to Bill to get the last mother effing in. So, I mean, right. That hubby tracking him down doesn't make sense. Hubby may have pulled up and have a word with him, but the guy's the aggressor.
And for sure. But listen to this lady's condescending attitude.
Oh, she's a complete bitch.
She went
bitch.
Home to get hubby. She's being a real
I
bitch.
I know. I mean, honestly, have some respect.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
Have some respect.
If oh, I
you're
agree.
You're going to talk about me. Get the facts, girlfriend.
Exactly. Hold on.
Like a punk says to the volunteer meter man.
By the way, Bill, you're a punk, and I got
a
Bill. I've never met you, but I got to say, now I've had punks on the air, and they don't sound. They are not as even keeled and as professional sounding as you are. You sound like a pretty regular guy, my.
I am an extremely regular guy that does not look for trouble. I mind my business. I pay my bills, and I love my. Child and my wife, yep. And I just want to...
And all you were doing was going down there and sticking up for your wife's value. I mean, you were just trying to ask a few questions. One, why are you taking pictures of my wife? And two, if you did indeed rip the ticket up, can I at least have verification so that I don't have to worry about this at night so that I'm getting... Let me continue on. Hold on.
And as his little camera's rolling, I'm going to have your job. Way to threaten the meter man.
Bill, I didn't hear you say that.
Well, I said it in a different video. I said, I'm going to have your job. And the reason I said that is because Barry has had complaints before from, I don't know if it's Ocean Rescue, but other complaints
through
the police station.
I got to tell you, Bill, that I would think that that's a pretty okay statement to use when a guy just slapped the crap out of you. I think that you can say that.
I think that's fine.
Yeah, hold on.
Not according to Megan.
Yeah, not according to Megan.
I think it's fine to say you shouldn't be wearing a badge and representing the city of Delray Beach.
I do too.
You shouldn't be representing the city of Delray Beach. I think it's fine to say that.
I think it's fine as well. It's your opinion, my friend. You can say anything you want.
So then Barry responds in a very eloquent way.
Yeah. So Barry does what Barry does.
Right.
He's a New Yorker.
Can you figure out what a Schuylkill woodchuck is? I know Schuylkill is a river in Pennsylvania. I guess a woodchuck may be living in a Schuylkill River.
I don't know, but Barry feels very bad about that because he was on America's Newsroom this morning apologizing to the woodchucks for comparing them to these two.
Okay. Now, the husband and wife who were involved with Barry say they want charges filed against
them,
right?
Yes, and they say they're consulting a lawyer and they may sue him.
Now, here's the deal. Bill, don't
interrupt. Liar, pants on fire.
But Andrea, you guys don't interrupt me because I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. I could care less whether you guys are, but I will tell you this. If you're not, you're an idiot because you ought to. I'm the average guy. I'm a 44-year-old dude, and that's who we broadcast to. And I wouldn't find anybody that would probably disagree with the fact that you should take this. In fact, you should take this to the furthest level you can because – just because of what Fox did to you.
Yeah.
I mean, it was almost intentionally slandering.
No, it is. It's absolutely. And these are private citizens, mind you. These are not public figures.
You know what, Brent? I think we ought to help these people.
We are. And Fox News' ass is in the sling right here for this.
You know what? I'd love to get, you know who would be the best? J.D. Acko.
Yeah.
I mean, J.D. Acko, who's representing us has represented us on slander and defamation things. I'll tell you right now, Andrea and Bill, guys do not need to be all hippied out and tree hugging and like lackadaisical. This is a time you need to step up, defend yourself, because let me tell you something. If Fox hadn't done this to you, then I'd be like, okay, whatever. But Fox railroaded you and made you guys look like something that you completely are not.
180-degree difference than what the type of people we are.
Our
main concern was to notify the city of Delray Beach of the actions of one of their uniformed volunteers.
Right.
That was our main concern. We made that very clear. And like I said, we did not release the video. I never wanted. I said to Bill, I was like, oh my God, this poor man, like he needs love and compassion. He needs anger management, and the city should provide therapy for him.
Listen to me.
The city should help this man get help. That's what we were on a mission to do. And
Bill,
then Somebody released the tape, and here we are.
Bill, when I get all said and done, I want to put you on hold because I have an attorney that will take this for you for free, pro bono, and I'm telling you right now, the Diacos, Jay Diaco is the best. And, I mean, seriously, Bill, you know, whatever shred of madness you have, you've got to stick up for your wife and your family and yourself because, had they not embellished it and made you guys look like such dildos, I'd say, whatever, it's name calling. But, I mean, they completely got it wrong to the point of, like, really being slanderous and defaming. And these people are not public figures.
No, they're not. And Megyn Kelly's an attorney, which means she should know better.
Right. So, listen, right, Bill, don't be a pussy, Bill. And you got to listen to me, my friend.
No, I'm not.
No, hold on. Let me just play the rest of it and see if it gets worse.
Him and the city. Right. Hello, Andrea and Bill. Get a life. Now they're going to go after the volunteer meter man. Are you kidding me? Do they have nothing better to do with their time?
So what basically Megyn Kelly, Manson, this pisses me off.
I mean, why is she like intentionally just being such a bitch?
So what she's basically, and not only that, but she's basically saying,
bizarre,
the actions of this fat meter dude, New York bad attitude extraordinaire, it's okay. I can't wait for the next time some, you know, maybe less than desirable or kind of, let's just say, creepy person starts taking pictures of her and her husband tries to stick up for her. Let's see how that plays in your life, bitch.
Right.
Hold on.
Allegedly, according to the husband, when he and Barry were having the exchange, Barry tried to knock the phone out of his hand, yeah, and that, he says, was an assault. And legally, technically, it would be. But seriously, you never should have gone back and found that meter man. You escalated the situation.
Yeah, you know what, Bill? Bill, you stupid ass, you should know better.
I know. Bubba, it's all my fault. I'm ready to jump.
I mean, it's okay, Bill. The next time somebody's, you know, creeping out your wife, just, you know what, just be a pussy and let them keep creeping your wife out. You know better than that, Bill. You dumbass. Come on, Bill. You Mr. Aggressor.
I'm crying.
I mean, this is really pissing me off.
Me too. I am fired up.
Hold on.
That will count against you, hubby, when you bring your lawsuit, which I hope no lawyer will take.
Okay, now, last...
Oh, listen, bitch, we got a lawyer that's going to take it, shine it up, and shove it right up your ass. I'll tell you that right now.
Question on this.
I mean, here's the thing. It's like, I am so crazy disappointed in Fox, like, fair and balance my ass. They didn't get the facts, and they're berating us. Like, we're people, it was our civic duty to let them know that Bill was hit by somebody that's wearing a badge. That's our civic duty. That's as far as it went.
Now, Bill, I want to make sure that
the whole thing got crazy.
I want to make sure, because I got somebody to text me and wanted to know, well, if the video was on his phone, how did it get leaked? And I'm assuming that you did send it to the municipality, and then the municipality is the one. You sent it to where you thought you needed to send it, and that is the person.
Andrea will tell you how that happened. Go ahead, Andrea.
Guess what? It was 6 degrees of separation. You know, it was one of those. It was a whisper down the lane. I don't know the video term for it, but literally, it was a whisper down the lane. You know, I sent it to the person who was there with me when this whole thing happened and said, oh my God, this is the guy. Do you believe this? He just hit my husband. And, you know, probably not knowing what he was doing, he was trying to help.
Right.
Sent it to the wrong person.
Well, you know, the
wrong person.
But Andrea, here's the deal. What you have to understand is you're not going to be held. This is not, you didn't send anything like pornographic, or you didn't send something that doesn't represent the truth. And at the end of the day, it's your right because you own it. It's your right to distribute it to whomever you want. It would not be your right if you didn't own it and it wasn't your husband and it wasn't on his phone, but it originated from a phone that you guys own. So it doesn't matter who leaked it or who sent it. The problem in itself is, let's not fragment who leaked it or what leaked it. Let's analyze what the content that we're leaking is.
Correct.
That's what the problem is. Hold on.
If Barry was rude to the woman, and the woman told her husband, and the husband says, yeah, you know, I don't think that's correct. I'm going to go talk to Barry and record it because Barry may be a nut. Why are you so hard on him?
Go.
There you go.
Bill O'Reilly, at least.
The voice of reason. Yeah,
Bill was like, if Bill O'Reilly is correcting you.
If Bill O'Reilly, and he's trying to say, man, you know, you're trying to spin my spin zone here. You know, hold on. You're trying, you know what, bitch, you're messing my spin zone up. Stand by, hold on.
You complained to Barry's boss at the volunteer meter
department. Don't go to Barry, because she's just escalating it.
We just talked about that guy last week who was trying to defend himself.
Okay, so the bottom line is, man, as a man, you can't go confront the person of a public figure.
A public official.
You can't go confront them when they've been complete ass to you, you have to go above them and go to the supervisor. No, you can go. I mean, you would think that a public official, or at least a person that's been given a badge, a police radio, the authority to write tickets, and a standard issue car or meter made vehicle would be even keeled enough that you could ask them about what they have done, on their shift that day. I mean, you don't have to go to their supervisor. You should be able to ask them, officer. May I have a question? I have a question for him. May I speak with you? Hold on.
Hispanic gang members or suspected came on his lawn, and instead of going inside and calling the police,
And now Bill's a part of a Latin king.
Right. Now he's, now they're off into where? Hey. I don't know where.
Bill went down there and would say, yo, homie, I got some. He had his red bandana on, and he said, yo, homie, I got a problem with you. You know what I saying, bitch? Damn, Bill. I tell you, for being part of the Latin Kings, you really come across pretty good on the radio, Bill.
Yeah, and you should see me. I have about 6'4" with blonde hair. I mean, I fit right in the Latin
Kings. No. See, I actually heard you had teardrop tattoos all over your eyes from all the murders that you've done in jail and everything. Hold on, stand by.
He came out of his lawn with a rifle. Things escalated. He fired the rifle into the air and into...
Now, Brent, how does apples can get paired? How does this happen?
Because she just got respun, but Bill O'Reilly just set her straight and said, how is this guy the bad guy? And now she's off into comparing it to gang activity.
Yeah, saying, well, one time a Latin king went down to the LAPD and he saw the guy that gave us Pedro a ticket and he blasted him. Like, that's Bill's scenario here in Delray Beach over his wife getting yelled at by a meter maid.
The ground and he got arrested. Don't try to handle it on your own. Go complete. Listen, I was going through the Reagan National Airport one time, coming up to Fox. I think it was for a big job interview.
Unfortunately, you got it.
Before I even had this job. And the TSA guy literally reduced me to tears. I'm standing there, 31-year-old woman, crying in the middle of Reagan National. Did I go back to confront him? Did I send my husband to go fight
to
my battle?
Cry?
He got in my face. I had a little tank top on with a blazer over it, and he wanted me to take the blazer off. And the tank top was not meant to be seen without the blazer. So I said, no.
Stop dressing like a whore.
Then he started screaming at me. Then he told me if I didn't take it off, I wasn't flying. I was going to miss my big job interview. Then he threw my shoes at me, which had already gone through the thing. Anyway, he was dressing me down literally in front of all these people, and I got humiliated and cried.
You mean the same way you're dressing?
She's special.
No, hold on. The same way that you're dressing Andrea. The same way you're dressing Andrea and Bill down, bitch? You mean the same way that you got dressed down and put you to tears gives you the right to completely embellish the facts and dress these people down? And at the end of the day, these are private people from Delray Beach. Hold on. Let me just finish it up. There's only a few seconds left.
Yes, I'm human. Did I go and try to have a big fight with it? I send my husband back? No. I didn't do anything. I wrote the TSA a mean letter, which I didn't even say because I said, it's not worth it. Sometimes people are just jerks.
I think this is very problematic on behalf of Fox, and I would like to, because, I've heard all the, Bill, I've talked to you privately. I mean, I've talked to you publicly on the air. I've had your wife now with you. I've heard her side of the story. I've seen the unedited video that you provided for me. I've heard the O'Reilly, in the Megyn Kelly deal. And Brent, I think that there's definitely a big time problem here just because innocent people now, they have embellished the story so bad to make these people who literally didn't do anything wrong.
That woman should be fired.
She should be.
She should. Megyn Kelly should be fired for that.
I'm giving that to you, Brent. I mean, okay. She should.
That's unethical. Completely.
Very much so. I mean, anyway, Bill, are we the only show that's stepped up and tried to, be on your side?
Yeah, because the other interviews we've done, we've told our story, and the facts are still laying on the editing floor.
Yeah, this is like the Jason Bruce story.
They won't air that stuff.
I hope you find it refreshing.
Don't want to tell the real story because the real story isn't mean enough, because the real story contains two kind and compassionate people who never wanted to hurt this man. This man slapped my husband, and I was like, oh, I want to send him a book. He needs a hug. He needs love. I'm not kidding. Like, this is what our discussion was over the weekend was, how are we going to embrace this?
Man, I want to know if Andrea's got a sister. I want to know if Andrea's got a sister. Oh, honey, I just got caught cheating on you. Oh, I just need a book or something. No big deal.
She's got a Xanax.
I mean,
that's the sad part. Is like, and now all over national television, 3 days in a row, they're bashing us, and it's really hurtful.
Well,
it's ignorant on their part. And it certainly is not fair and balanced.
Hey, Baba, let me chime in real quick. This is to the point where when we told our story, when my wife told the story to friends, my child, who is 6, overheard it and said to me, Daddy, is this man going to find out where we live and come take me? That's where this is going.
I mean, that's
how
bad.
That's why I want to defend myself.
Yeah, well, you know what? One-stop shopping with us. I think that you know that, you know, we don't mess around. And I didn't ask you guys to edit or tell you to shut up. We do it raw. And, you guys can say anything you want and the truth. And I'm going to look into this. But I hope that you give us the exclusivity on defending you guys, because I'm going to get you lawyered up. And I want to really, really, really screw with this bitch. Bad, this Fox bitch.
Yeah, more towards Fox than towards the city of Delray Beach. Help.
Oh, I'm not mad at Delray Beach. Delray Beach got rid of this guy. Delray Beach got rid of this guy. The problem in itself is this woman,
Megan Kelly,
who has completely embellished the story and made Andrea look like a bitch and made Bill look like an aggressive lunkhead. And it's completely, that's not the way it went down. And meanwhile, making the real asswipe look like the good guy. The guy that slapped the guy that made a woman cry, the guy that, you know, was almost stalkerish and taking pictures of her, the guy that later came back and apologized and asked and was told, you know, and ripped the ticket up because he knew he had done wrong, the guy that the Marine Authority was called the police on, and the guy that then, when asked a question as to why he did these things, slapped the crap out of her husband, and that's all on tape, that's the guy that Fox propped up to be the victim and to be made look good.
Unbelievable.
Manson, if you just timeline it like that in the simplest way, that's exactly what happened.
It's despicable.
Yeah.
Anyway,
there's proof.
There's a ton of proof. It's not a he said.
Down at the police station.
Yeah, it's not he said, she said. You guys, let me put you on hold. I want you to know that we're also going to cover this on Monday on our terrestrial show. We're going to replay this, so we'll play it again on Monday for everybody to hear it. But Bill, we're on your side, and we're here for you. And I'm going to get you all lawyered up with some great people that represent. You know, hey, I have my share of slander and defamation suits, and I got some great people that work for me, my friend.
All right, call me Monday if you want me on the show again. I'll make
one little plug here.
Sure, Andrea.
This poor guy who is so kind, our attorney, Robert Solomon of Plantation, Florida, got himself involved in such a crazy mess when he was just trying to do a kind thing by sending a letter to the city of Delray Beach on our behalf, just letting them know of the actions of this uniformed volunteer. And now he's involved in this mess. And I just want to say thank you to him because, you know, he certainly did not expect all of this to come out of it.
And Andrea, what was his name?
He deserves a thank you.
What's his name, honey?
His name is Robert Solomon of Plantation, Florida.
Well, thank you to Robert.
David and Solomon.
Thank you for Robert for helping you out. And, you know, better yet, I'll get some of my guys to help Robert, and we will you know, get some people that in the expertise of this. And I think that we hold this woman, Brent. I wouldn't be happy unless she did another 3 minutes and 51 seconds story about how she was wrong and the true facts of the story that she did not report and what really happened on September 10th in Delray Beach, and to report it fairly. That's the only settlement that I would accept, in conjunction with having ruined these people's fine name and their community. They've only been here 4 weeks.
Right.
And now they're the bad guys already. Bill, let me put you on hold just to make sure I have all your guys' information. Okay, buddy?
Thank you, Baba.
Thank you, guys. Hold on. Hold on a second.